about the whole concept of winning in general? Is it a sometime thing? Is it an all the time thing? How important is it in your life? The concept of winning, I guess it depends partially on, you know, what you define as winning, because definitely different people define it a different way. Let's find out how Dr. John Braccio, our good friend, defines it this morning with Regional Psychological Services of East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
That's an important concept, but I guess, again, the definition of that seems to be a little different to me, person to person.
Well, I think, first of all, we live in a society that we do want to deal with civility and teamwork. I don't think there's any question. But I think that we would be kind of missing the boat if we didn't realize there is a set of skill sets, if you will, of being a winner and what it takes. And I think our old paisano, as you note, I sent you some of these things from Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
And his idea is winning is not a something, okay? It's an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. Winning is like a drug. It's a hard thing to kick. These are just a few things. I think in life, if we kind of go through life and aim for mediocrity, that's okay. We may lead a peaceful life, and we may, you know, get a good little obituary and a little thing in the cemetery, and we'll have some people that care and love for us and all this. And it can be a very good life. I'm not trying to criticize that. It's maybe the road less most traveled. But if you want to be a winner, you decide you want to be a champion, you want to be the best that you can be, then winning becomes a skill set, something you really work at. I know we'll look at a football team, okay? We'll look at a basketball team. We'll look at a spelling bee team. We can look at radio announcing, TV announcing. We can look at psychology. We can look at anything. Winning, I think, is doing the best that you can do. It's trying to do your best. I think that that is important. Now, another one of Lombardi's quotes was, "No leader, however great, can long continue unless he wins battles." Okay, well, you know, if you're going to be in sales, if you can't close the deal, if you will, if you can't complete the sale, you're not going to be a winner. And it's like if you're going to be on radio, if you can't have advertising or you can't get along with the boss, I mean, you're not going to last very long in what you're doing. So being a winner, being a person that succeeds, tries to do the best they can, moves forward, I think that's a very important concept. And I think part of the founding of America really has been on the winning. And you look at Silicon Valley, you look at the people who developed the country, you look at the astounding, even though it's a very difficult situation now, of the middle class in the country, the educational level of the country, things that we do that we're able to forge millions of people coming in from all over the world as a whole into successful people, with obviously a lot of exceptions along the way, but certainly as a whole an amazingly successful process. So winning is a big word. It's a word that everyone uses, but what does it mean? To me, I think if you look up Lombardi quotations, you'll see that winning is doing the best you can, recognizing it, and not being happy with losing, accepting maybe, but always trying to do your best.
Yeah, and that ties into probably his most famous one, which always gets misquoted, which where he said winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is everything. And that desire that you don't lose the spark.
Well, I think that's true. In fact, I remember when young John, my son, who's also a psychologist, when he couldn't debate on the NBA or the NFL. When he grew to about 5'10", and weighed about 180, I think, or whatever, in high school, he kind of gave up on both those careers. Okay, temporarily, he says, "Well, I think I'll be a psychologist now." So there is a thing called a reality in terms of winning. But I do believe if we don't have that winning mindset in life, and we really don't want to compete, don't want to be doing well, we won't. I mean, that's another one of Lombardi's. If you don't think you can win, you will not win. And I believe someone, if we can, we'll even look at D'Antonio and Izzo, people right in our town here. These are folks that really do play to win. I mean, they're human beings. They care for people, but they believe in teamwork. And if you even look at this last draft, the NFL draft, when you consider, and I was down at Ohio State, we actually throttle Ohio State on the offense and defensive line.
Right.
And if you look at all the guys that went to the NFL, you wouldn't expect that to happen. Obviously, that was a team effort D'Antonio got the team ready. The team was ready. They did their job. They went out, and they won a great, great game. And I think you have to, in life, say, yes, you can. I'm going to do it, and I can move forward. So winning isn't an arrogant statement. Winning is not, you know, lording it over someone. Winning is just what it means. You compete, you do your best, and you hopefully will be winning at what you do. And winning is, of course, doing the best you can do. Hopefully, it can also bring you a championship or something you can look back upon and feel very happy about.
Doc, I like the context you put on the earlier comment you had here in this conversation, where you talked about, you know, sometimes for people, they settle for this, it's the road most traveled. And you tied in a little bit here with the American middle class. But I think that's where, you know, the American middle class was made of people who didn't take the road less traveled to get to that, to work up to that. They had to, boy, oh boy, did they strive, and they wanted to win. The desire was there. That was not a settle back. That was a reach up to. And that's something I hope people don't forget in our society.
Well, I think that's really true. You know, if I can go back even to my own grandfather, whose lungs were ruined in the mines, died in his 50s.
Sure.
I remember my dad always told me, he said, Tony, you know, this is my dad, that we will be successful. We're hard workers. We believe in God. We want to do the best we can. And that was an image that was brought to me, and I still think of that, and I think we can live by that. We try to do our best. When we see people down, we try to be a good Samaritan. We try to help them up. That's also being a winner. But let's never forget, we do play a game. We live life. We do our work with the idea of being our best, helping others, but also winning. It's not a bad word. Sometimes people behave like, if you say, I want to win, that you're kind of belittling others or you're not doing the right thing. No, I think being a team member, doing your best, winning, those are all good things. Learning how to lose is a good thing to do, but it's not something you want to enjoy. If you want to, compete and you want to do your best, that just makes common sense. Even my dad's Cesare o niente, Caesar or nothing, was his idea. Good Italian phrase, by the way, about go out there and do your best. Be Caesar or be nothing. Kind of, it's a good English translation, too, and I think that's our goal. Let's go for it and let's do it.
Yep. Sometimes we aim so high that even failure will have an echo of glory, and that's not a bad thing to strive for. DrJohnB.com is the website. The podcast will be there shortly. Always enjoy our conversations here with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. I hope you have a winning day.
I hope you do. In fact, you're already having one, and talking to you always makes me feel good. I feel like a winner. So thank you, Dave. We'll
All
talk
right.
shortly, buddy.
Yep, we will visit with you then. Coming up in just a moment here, we'll continue kind of with the topic of counselors here, but this one from a different angle, controversial one, and the state law in the state of Tennessee, and religion is involved. That's next, 1320 WILS.